Native speakers avoid using discourse markers in formal English and should do the same when talking to second language speakers. However, this use is a strongly ingrained habit that is difficult to break. So when I say no at the beginning of a sentence and then agree with you, forgive me. It is impractical to memorize a list which is used so loosely. If you can ignore the first word in a sentence, especially in spoken English, it is often better to ignore it. It especially should be ignored if the meaning is clearer without that first word. English listening and speaking practice needs to be done outside of the limitations of the classroom. Getting used to discourse markers is not possible without such practice.